Hey, we're back. Week four. NFL. In the wraps. In the books. In the flesh. We here.
Week four is over and done with. Quarter way through the season already. Can't believe it, honestly. But we here. We're here now.
Well, no, we're less than a quarter. Don't forget, we got seven, an extra game.
Man, we still a quarter way through the season.
Oh, yeah, he's right. Yeah, it is more than a quarter.
Well, we're like 22 cents through the season.
It is October 6th today, boy.
Bro,
we've been a month through the season. That's all I got to say.
If you owed me 25 cents and you gave me 22 cents, I would want those 3 cents.
I wouldn't give it to you.
Exactly. Those 3 cents.
I'll keep that shit.
Those 3 cents are another game.
You got a very chip, buddy. You got a very chip.
I need all the money I can get.
I know we're halfway through the season because there's playoff baseball on. So, like, I'm telling y'all right now.
That's
like,
usually at the beginning of the season.
And, guys, big shout-out to the Boston Red Sox. Took out the New York fucking Yankees. Fuck you, Garrett Cole.
And fuck the Boston Red Sox as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Fuck both those teams.
Yep.
If there was a way both those teams could have lost, that would have made my day.
All right, guys, quick picks right now. We got the wild card, 2021 NL wild card between Cardinals and Los Angeles Dodgers.
That's so funny.
Who we got?
I was literally just driving by that stadium 2 days ago, and they got, like, rain delayed or some shit like that.
This is L.A., brother.
Oh, it's in L.A.? Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Come on, brother.
You thought it was St. Louis?
Well, I didn't realize there was a playoff game happening.
You see
right
all
around
those damn people with their Doyer jersey.
My bad. I saw the white jerseys. I assumed, no, they're gray. They're great. Okay, yeah, those are L.A.
But what about the fans in the back with all their L.A. gear?
What about the home plate that says L.A. right there?
And the pitcher's mound, too.
Maybe it's opposite day in St. Louis.
All right, whatever. Dodgers or Cardinals?
Dodgers, for sure.
Like, Dodgers, for sure. Gotta do it for our boy Maxie and Treya.
Yeah, for sure. We didn't trade them to losers.
Yeah, we ain't trade them to losers. Yeah.
But still, that guy already looks defeated right now.
Fuck the Dodgers still. But no, we love you, Max. We love you, Trey. Dodgers too.
I didn't even know the Cardinals were good. I was literally driving by a game they were playing. I don't even know if it was a wild card or was
so
it.
So they actually had a crazy like win streak, like 17 in a row.
Oh,
to,
wow.
Like, be in this position.
I was like, oh, so under the radar.
It was a franchise record. Well, if you were a baseball fan,
oh, yeah,
it really didn't go
obviously
under the radar.
I was watching consumed by football.
Fan. Or if you were in St. Louis as Mo you were last weekend,
yeah,
it wouldn't have.
Shout out St. Louis.
Kind of. Omar Doyer.
I wouldn't go back.
I'm going to go with, I love Max. But
look at Max. There you go right there.
Wait, Max. Okay. Maxie's baddie?
All right. Just because he appeared on the TV right in front of my screen live before me, I have to go with the Dodgers.
Yeah, we're going to be radio announcers really quickly. Because Maxie had to play, but he's gonna knock this out the park somehow.
I hope he do. But speaking of another good Cardinals team that is number one right now in the NFL.
They took it to the Los Angeles Raiders. Cardinals getting a big win week four. Destroying their arch rival LA Rams in that new packed SoFi Stadium. Yo, watch out, Wainwright. Don't hit my boy Max.
Yeah, you almost hit him in the face. God damn.
But, yeah, Cardinals, man. Like, let's get right into it, man.
Get right into it.
Big NFC West showdown, 425 window last Sunday between the Cardinals and the Rams. And the Cardinals, man, I'll tell you what, they showed me a lot in that game. 37-20 was the final score. It was not close. Cardinals controlled that whole game. Matthew Stafford was not looking like that MVP guy I was talking about last week.
But you know who is? Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray, MVP. Definitely. He's definitely looking like an MVP candidate right now, a month into the season.
I really like that play where he hit AJ Green down the sideline for the touchdown. That was, you know what I'm saying? That was like a third down.
Their offense right now, I think, is just like too perfect. You know, you got Chase Edmonds who can take it the distance.
And you got James Conner is like their power back.
Yeah, get a power back, change of pace back. And then you got Kyler. Like, and then the offense that they're running with Cliff Kingsbury, man. Like, screen here, screen there. Rondale Moore getting involved. Christian Kirk, you still got him. AJ Green, man, found the fountain of youth out in Arizona.
Yeah.
I thought you'd go to Arizona to retire. Isn't that what people do, go to Arizona to retire?
Well, right now you go to Arizona to become an undefeated contender.
It's the J.J. Watt effect. All right, let's be real. That's where credit is due.
J.J. Watt.
Their defense is looking a lot better.
Yeah,
the last year
we talked about it earlier in one of our episodes, maybe NFL preview, but like having that presence and J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones on that defensive front, defense is still very young in the back end, but like there's a lot of talent there. But having guys like J.J. Watt, professionals like J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones there who have been there, done that, That can really help a young defense.
So. Buda Baker is still making plays.
Yeah. Like
he's getting better and better every
Byron
year.
Byron Murphy making plays. Him, you know, too. Yeah, and for the Rams, I mean, it just wasn't a good showing out for Sean McVay and company. Matthew Stafford didn't look as great. I mean, it was crazy because they put up 37 points and Nuke didn't have that great of a game. It's just they have weapons all around. And
They ran the ball very well. They controlled the ground game.
I don't know what the freaking Vegas odds for him to win MVP right now, but, like, this guy is just doing it. Like, he's flat out making the plays that need to be made, and he's over here running around in circles.
Which is very high-pitched cadence as well, too.
He's just running around in circles, making plays, throwing the ball to Rondell Moore, converting third downs, Chase Edmonds. Like, their offense is just too wide open right now. We were talking about how the Buccaneers' offense is wide open. And like the Cowboys offense is wide open, but no, it's this Cardinals team. And I don't know. This is really interesting right now. They're only undefeated team in the NFL.
I think they found out the formula. Just get your pass rush real good and outscore the other team.
Or just let Colin Murray do
their defense
thing.
Still isn't there. I mean, I'm only looking at, I'm looking at the
linebackers and the defensive line. They're doing a great job.
They're very young. They're very talented. I mean, fantasy-wise, I mean, I'm only looking at, like, how much they're getting on fantasy. And I just told you, like, don't look at fantasy when it comes to, like, stats and, like, football. But, you know, when you're holding an offense like the Rams to 20 points, I mean, I don't know how many sacks they had. I know they didn't do great in terms of fantasy numbers. But still, it's just, you know, they're getting it done. They're really getting it done. And, I mean, you got a win versus Tennessee on the road. I don't know how that looks now, but at first I thought that was a great win. Jaguars, dumpster fire. Vikings, low-key, that win, I thought it was a bad win. You got lucky on that one, to be honest, but that's looking like a better win now because the Vikings are playing a lot of teams tough, and their defense really comes to play. But they're putting up points in all these games, and consistently. Because, as we'll talk about later, like some of these other teams, I mean, for example, I'll talk about Bucks real quick. Patriots held them 19 points, and Tom Brady's return with all the weapons they had. So the Cardinals,
you knew it was
going to
be a low scoring game, though.
I didn't know it was going to be a low scoring game. Like,
it was going to be a shootout. But you think, yeah,
100%. Like, I mean, it should have been AB kind of like
he should. Yeah, AB should have caught.
AB should have had at least two touchdowns, yeah. Honestly, in that game.
Would there be a different tone in that game if Gronkowski was playing? Would Brady have thrown the ball more? I don't think so. I think it still would have been the same.
I do think the rain did like kind of hamper that game a little bit.
According to Chris Godwin's Instagram post, that rain was wet as shit.
But water is wet.
Go one, Chris Godwin. But let's talk about that game now. Buccaneers, Patriots, Tom Brady's most hype return ever. That game drew, I think, the second most Sunday Night Football audience in history. First to RG3. Shout out to RG3.
Getting us something
amazing.
2012 NFC East title on the line versus Cowboys.
That was like 90% Cowboys fans.
100%. I was going to go there. That's my tangent of the day. It just goes to show you how many fucking Cowboys fans there are in this freaking world.
They're like, oh, we're going to make it tonight.
Like, RG3 owns a record over Tom Brady, which, I mean, take that to the grave with the RG3. Yeah. You beat Tom there at some point. But, I mean, with that game, it was defensive battle. I don't know why it was a defensive battle either, guys. Like, the Buccaneers just really outmatched the Patriots in every facet of the game. I mean, defensively, Patriots are not as good as the Buccaneers. Offensively, they're not as good as the Buccaneers. And it kind of showed. I mean, Mac Jones, there was maybe two turnovers in that game, I'm not sure. But they were finding ways to move the ball. Buccaneers are suffering a lot of injuries now in the secondary. Richard Sherman, well, was his first game playing. I mean, they were trying to victimize him right away.
Yeah, they were trying to make an example of him.
They lost another corner in that game.
Anton Winfield goes out.
Anton Winfield's hurt too now. They lost, what's his name, Carlton Davis in that game to a quad.
Yeah.
So Buccaneers, they are reeling right now. Patriots, I feel like they look at this game glass half full maybe. You know, you held a high-scoring offense at Tom Brady's return. And then the last-second field goal that Nick Folk bangs off the damn upright.
Doink.
Doink.
Oh, sorry, bro.
That's why you don't have Nick Folk as a kicker. Come on. Like, Bill Belichick. Nick, bruh.
You've seen this before. You've seen this before with
you
this man.
You have seen this before.
Was it 2017?
Yeah. I
mean, Thursday night, Tampa Bay versus Patriots.
You saw what this guy does.
The Chris Hogan game?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, bro.
You saw what this dude Nick Folk does, and I mean, come on now. But Mac Jones, I mean, good. You're all right, bro. I'm not going to sing your praise too much. Matthew Judon, though, in that game, he had his way with Donovan Smith, man. He was killing it on Donovan Smith, and it was really getting to Brady. The pressure was getting to Brady, and I think that affected a lot of his throws. Mike Evans balled out. Antonio Brown should have had a touchdown. We were talking about that. Lenny, playoff Lenny.
Playoff Lenny balled out, too. They ran the ball better. That's all it really was.
They ran the ball a lot better this game. I think they ran for over 100 yards with a mixture of Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones scored his first touchdown of the season.
Yep, and Brady.
Maybe, hopefully, I mean, good for him because hopefully
that... He's out of the doghouse.
He's out of the doghouse.
It is a contract year.
That's the confidence he needs to start, like, performing well, you know, because ain't nobody going to sign him.
It's still like Leonard Fournette's role.
We'll see. I mean, I saw Dan Smith BYU over here, Mahanid, aka Mahanid, picking him up in fantasy. So
sloppy seconds. Okay, I see how you roll.
Man, but also, go ahead, bro.
I was just making moves for my team. Like I got to do what I got to do.
Oh, well, I'm gonna beat you this week.
Oh,
I don't know who you're talking about. Yeah, all right,
I'm gonna fuck you up.
All right. We got rivalry talk. Rivalry week right now.
Oh yeah.
We got rivalry week, but you guys worried about the Bucks at all right now after a couple of poor performances?
Bro.
Remember, they lost to L.A. last weekend, and then not a great showing against not a good New England team, in my opinion.
They could drop the next five games, and I still think they got a shot at the Super Bowl. Because that's how they hit us last
year. It's Tom Brady,
year.
Yeah. It's Tom Brady.
That's how they hit us last year. Nah, I'm not worried about the Bucks.
I saw you peep that too, Omar. Don't know why Juan Soto's at that game.
No idea why. He was just in the stands in his jersey, too.
He doesn't have practice tomorough.
He doesn't have practice yet.
But he was sitting like,
why would you not want to be in LA right now?
He's wearing his jersey, too. I think that's mad funny, but he's supporting his boys.
He's like, remember when I fucked you guys up here?
He's supporting.
Remember that I hit the home run?
He came to show love to his boys.
He came to show love to.
Hey, boy.
Because look, he's on the bed right now. There he goes. Boo, Trey.
I do this for my friends.
My dog, Trey.
Oh man.
Damn, bro.
To answer your question, yeah, I would if I'm the Bucks or a Bucks fan or Bruce Arians, I'm worried about this defense, this secondary. They're giving up big plays to some really good receivers out there.
Well, they did sign Richard Sherman right off the street. He did start and
he had a bad start, but you know
he's gonna get a lot of freaking run right now. And with that, is he ready? Because he had people to back him up out in Seattle. He had Legion and Boom, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas. You don't got that anymore. You got young guys behind you. You're the leader of that secondary right now. He's the leader of that secondary.
He's rusty.
Right now.
He's good.
He's not.
But is he more of a ball hawk or is he a shutdown corner?
He's a shutdown corner.
Cover three. Shutdown corner.
Cover three.
You don't follow receiver.
You don't.
Yeah. But I'm not going to. This Richard Sherman, that dude's a beast.
Honestly, I think
he's rusty.
Yeah, I agree with you too. I mean, he might have just had a bad game. Honestly, I was surprised how quickly he was able to play after signing with the Bucks.
I want to bring up this point though.
He's gotta have to.
But yeah, I think he needs just one game or maybe two games, and he gets right back into it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I really like how you know the NFL is like giving opportunities to people who kind of like let's say screwed up or whatever. You saw the video of Richard Sherman surfaces off season of him trying to break down his father-in-law's door.
Look,
we don't know the context behind it. Yeah. I'm glad the NFL is like, all right, just because we saw a video, we don't know what really happened. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I was watching that. I don't think you watched the broadcast of the game, but like they brought it up.
They're trying to drag
it had nothing to do with the game.
It's as if they want to drag you and like humiliate you. Oh, it's like, but he's back in the NFL, so he served his time, he did his thing,
nothing,
blah, 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 blah. They keep bringing it up.
I don't even know what
happened. I wonder why.
Yeah. What did the father-in-law, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we don't.
His mom or
no one
you
knows.
Know? Yeah, exactly. You don't know.
I didn't watch the video, but I'm just saying
just
he's back.
I brought that up
to say, like, I'm just glad that, you know what I'm saying, like, people are getting chances like that. If you're good, like at least the Buccaneers give you a chance. If you're good, you're good. I don't care, Antonio Brown, if you called Mike Mayock a cracker. As long as you don't call RGM a cracker, you're good.
That's fine with me.
And look at that. Antonio looks like he's having a great time in Tampa Bay.
Yes.
His kids honestly, probably love it.
Yeah. I mean, he gets to stay in Florida. I mean, that's all his family's probably in Florida. And great for Antonio Brown. He's in line for a great season now that Gronk is expected to miss multiple weeks dealing with a fractured ribs. I mean, LeBron got a list of like he took a mean hit last week in L.A.
But maybe if he watched a little bit more film, he would have seen that hit coming.
He don't wear. He said he doesn't wear rib pads or nothing like that. So it's just, come on, Gronk. Like, I get it. You're 6'8". Come get
some. That's literally all Gronk thinks about.
You're 6'8", bro. Like 260, but you're also getting old. You did retire. Like, Gronk, we love watching you play. Like, just wear the rib protectors, man. Do what Brady does. Get on Brady's little regimen, whatever. But so, for me, with the Bucks, test my own question. I guess. I would be a little worried about the Bucks because, I mean, this is kind of like a coming to light for me a little bit because we say the same thing every year with these NFL teams. You know, like last year we were singing the Chiefs' praises and stuff like that. And then what happened in the Super Bowl? You know, they went out late in the day against the Buccaneers. And I'm seeing like the injury bug is starting to hit a lot of these teams, specifically with the Buccaneers in their secondary. They won't be without a lot of their top guys who are really key to their Super Bowl run last year. And how will Brady, like, be able to – I mean, Brady's not playing defense, but, like, how will the offense kind of
– they got to just outscore everyone.
They got to outscore anyone. Yeah. But, like, yeah, exactly.
Luckily, they still have their pass rush. They can slow down the other team.
But the thing is, like, and I watched the game against the damn New England Patriots, and I'm over here thinking, like, why aren't you putting up more points? And that kind of concerns me a little bit for the Buccaneers moving forward. Because they do have a tough schedule coming up.
Well, they have a get-right game next against the Dolphins.
They do have a get-right game against the Dolphins. Well,
what if that's the Dolphins' get-right game?
What if that is that? That's the Dolphins' get-right game. I mean, Jacoby Brissett's starting. Dolphins are looking at 1-3 right now. Mm. They gave the Colts their first one of the year, I believe. Yep. I do think, yeah.
And then we get Colts primetime next Monday. Everyone gets to see the fraudulence of Carson Wentz in 4K. Rated R.
Damn, we got to see his acne in 4K. Holy shit. Damn,
that's why I rated R.
Look, like I mentioned, a lot of teams are now dealing with injuries, and it's coming to light for me that I think with the Buccaneers dealing with the plethora of injuries they're dealing with, that this will really affect their chances in the end. Because, I mean, last year, I'm going to compare it to how I saw the Chiefs last year. I was like, Chiefs are unstoppable. No one can stop the Chiefs. I don't care who you are, Tom Brady. We saw what the Chiefs did to the Buccaneers in Tampa. I mean, Tyreek Hill, he had almost 300 yards in the first half. So, like, it was just like cakewalk. We can't think like that because there's other teams now that are really looking good out there, you know. And speaking of injuries, teams getting hit with injuries. Let's go to a big upset we had in the Big Apple. Actually, a couple upsets we had with the New York teams. Titans and Jets. Zach Wilson leads a fourth quarter comeback, I believe, to knock out the Titans, who are dealing without Julio Jones and A.J. Brown and dealing with a lot of injuries. Today on the practice report, Titans had 21 players on their injury report for practice.
God, that's not an excuse to lose to the Jets.
That is not an excuse to lose to the Jets. I love it, Mohamed. Because, you know, Tannehill, I needed more from you, man. You did not do well. I mean, Derrick Henry did what he did. And the Titans defense, like, Mike Vrabel is your coach. He's a defensive guy. Mike Vrabel, get these guys right. 27-24, lose to the Jets in overtime.
Well, Mike Vrabel also played offense, too, so he might be offensively minded.
Honestly, every time I saw Vrabel in that game when they brought it up on Red Zone, it looked like he was just talking shit to Zach Wilson every time. Hey, Zach! You ain't gonna throw shit, little buddy!
Good for Zach Wilson, though. He looked like a legit... that talent that made him a second overall pick really flashed in that game, like rolling out, just had a cannon of an arm when he had a great touchdown to Corey Davis, and later on hit almost the same play on the touchdown to Corey Davis. Jameson Crowder got involved. Yeah.
CJ Mosley balled out as well.
CJ Mosley had a great game. That's the thing on the Jets offense. I mean, they got everybody involved.
With the Titans, though, they didn't do a good job of picking up the Jets' blitzes. I watched the highlights and stuff of that game, and I saw breakdown in pass protection. I saw not finishing in the red zone.
Oh, yeah.
100%. I saw too many field goals.
And it's the craziest thing about it is, like, Tannehill still put him in a position to score at the very end, but
Fat Randy happened. Fat Randy came through.
Never forget last year he ruined Joe Burrow's first career win.
Yep.
Guys, let's not forget, this is the same Fat Randy.
Fat Randy.
Wait, did Gostkowski retire or something?
Damn.
Did Gostkowski retire?
I believe so.
Yeah, Mike Vrabel, call this man Gostkowski and get him off his Italian couch, whatever it is, his gabagool or whatever he's doing.
Get him on the goddamn Brady diet, the TB12 treadmill.
It's Italian. Gostkowski. You look Italian. You might be
Gostkowski. Nah, bro, he's gonna sound Polish as hell.
Yeah, man. I tell you, I think he kind of look Italian, but it really bad loss for the Titans as they fall to 2-2 now. Jets get their first one of the season.
You're going to another New York team.
Giants.
The Giants got that dub.
Giants got the dub in New Orleans.
Yo, but I want to go. That Taysom Hill touchdown was hilarious.
Oh, my God. This man gets that, the ball, does not go down.
He doesn't.
That's how it
works. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, destroys everyone.
You know that's what he was thinking, too. Because apparently, I mean, this is what Akil told me. Akil told me that he was playing like shit, threw an interception beforehand.
Jameis?
No,
or Daniel Jones?
No, Taysom.
Oh, Taysom.
Yeah, he threw an interception.
Why didn't they go with Jameis?
What?
Did they not start Jameis?
They did start Jameis.
Oh, and then
Taysom plays a lot.
And then okay. Yeah, I don't watch any Saints games.
Well, yeah, Saints are trash without Drew Brees.
I mean, you've watched enough Saints games to know that Taysom is always a part
of
it.
Oh, I know him as, what do they call him? A gadget player? go gadget touchdown.
Undrafted gadget.
But yeah, no, Akil's telling me he threw a pick earlier and got stood up like the last time they tried that. So like man was pretty angry. Hey, yeah. Omar, he was getting racist.
He was getting racist. He's getting pretty racist.
But no, congratulations to the Giants and the Jets. Interesting stat.
Nah, no
first
congratulations
time.
To the Giants and Jets. Like, boy, y'all got lucky.
Your team lost. Just because
Who cares about the Eagles? Who cares about the Eagles?
Honestly, it was almost a get-right game for the Eagles.
Huh? It's hard to win the Superdome. Giants went and did that with a fourth-quarter comeback.
I'm going to let you know right now that we don't care about the Giants, all right? Okay? We can't go for three straight weeks of bashing the Giants, and all of a sudden, oh, congratulations, lovey-dovey. Oh, man. Let me guess. You want to send a gift card to... Joe Judge.
No,
you want some flowers too.
I give credit. Y'all know this. I give credit where credit is due. Congratulations to the Giants. Congratulations to the Jets. They deserve that.
I give credit where credit is due.
Daniel Jones, 400 yards passing.
They are not New York Giants.
Okay. I mean,
that's fair. It's very fair.
That's fair. I mean,
it's very fair.
One player on the Giants.
Bash on the Giants.
There's not one player on the Giants you like.
Huh? There's not one player on the Giants. Well, Saquon's.
He's on the Giants. He scored. He's on the Giants.
I will give a big shout out to.
No, it's a.
Oh, you got the game winner.
It's Saquon Barkley featuring the New York Giants, okay? That's
Saquon Barkley featuring the New York Giants.
Oh, are you kidding me? All those Daniel Jones
and your boy
Kadarius
went off.
Kadarius?
Yeah.
Kadarius Tony the Phony?
Tony the Phony.
Phony.
Where the hell has he been all year?
Phony. You better say that when
Giants fan, we're talking about Kadarius going to go off. Kadarius. Devontae went off.
Yo, look.
Devontae went off. Devontae's that guy.
I feel like the Giants could be a lot better team than they are. Is because they got Jason Garrett on their staff. Get that man out of New York, and then I think, look, a great segue into talking about the Cowboys. Look what happens with Dallas. They get rid of damn Jason Garrett. Now they look. You don't want to talk about Giants? All right, we'll talk about the Cowboys. Cowboys in Dallas. They shut up Sam Darnold and the Panthers, so the media can stop sucking damn Carolina Panthers, man. Sam Darnold, he's still not good. He's still Sam Darnold is Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold is 100% Sam Darnold.
Yeah, he's 100. He
can that man grow facial hair?
Look,
I feel like he needs to change his look, bro.
Maybe
he looks like a little boy back
then. Maybe it's a New York thing. Maybe he was like trying to get out of the Jets so badly. He was like, if I shave my beard, maybe the Yankees will notice me. I mean, I have a heater for a right arm. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't know. It looked pretty cool to me on Sunday.
Look, but no. Cowboys defense. Mentioned it earlier. Tweet about it earlier, man. Cowboys defense is finally showing out, man. Trayvon Diggs has 5 interceptions through 4 games. That guy's going to be an issue. He's going to be a problem. You guys saw him last week.
Yeah, he loves playing
pick
us.
Pick 6, yeah.
He loves playing us.
3 interceptions against you guys, I believe, yeah.
That guy's scary.
Yeah, Trayvon Diggs playing well. That defense, Michael Parsons, we talked about it before, man. I think that Dan Quinn's finally getting that defense to play together. And it seems that everybody's on the same page finally for that team. Kind of a little scare there at the end, but they really handled the – Panthers 36-28. I mean, the offense, I mean, with Dak, Zeke, Tony Pollard now.
They have
embarrassment of riches in Dallas. Jay's going off too. Jay's probably like jerking off every day to this.
We've won every game except for Tampa Bay.
We would have won Tampa Bay if it wasn't for Tom.
He's fucking putting so much damn salt on his damn Egg McMuffins or McGriddles, man. He's like, I'm gonna slice my salt today.
That's
man. You know that. I don't know why.
I don't know why he does
that. I don't know why. I just thought about that time where the Buffalo Bills stormed into Dallas on Thanksgiving and won, and Jerry Jones is about to cry. That's hilarious. Can we go back to those moments? What happened to that, Dallas?
I'm saying right now, I'm really worried about the Dallas Cowboys. I think they're a really big threat in the entire NFC. From what I've seen so far, second best team in NFC right now.
Who's the first?
Cardinals.
What about the Packers?
I think the Packers are better than the Cowboys.
I don't think so. I think Cowboys right now dealing with a few injuries. Actually, speaking of Packers and speaking of the Cowboys too, you know how I know the Cowboys are a good team? Because they just cut a prominent player in the middle of the season. Jalen Smith gone, going to Green Bay, and the Packers pick him up, you know? So this could either go two ways for me, though. This is classic Cowboys being the Cowboys. Cowboys is the Cowboys move. Where you fucked up.
We don't need him. We got a star-studded linebacker in Micah Parsons.
Like, exactly.
Said Jerry Jones as he cut Yolo Smith
from over. Hey, son, how would you like to be cut from the Dallas Cowboys?
Or...
You're fired, son.
This could be a move that needed to be made, and it propels the Cowboys in the right direction. I'm more leaning towards this is the Cowboys as the Cowboys kind of thing.
Nah, it was a business decision. He's coming off of a surgery, I believe, and contract year, maybe.
I think it's contract year. I saw he was due. Yeah, last 2 years he led the team in tackles, played all games, I believe. But
I got a retard.
What the hell? Why are they cutting him?
I believe it's a money thing, like Mohamed said. They do have a few linebackers on the roster, and I think they don't even they just want to continue.
It looks like NFL teams don't value tackling anymore. Mike
Parsons. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't.
Yeah,
think
Yeah, maybe I would cut Van Der Esch for real. Like that.
Van Der Esch seems like the more unhealthier one.
Yeah, exactly. The dude wears a neck brace and not to look intimidating is because like
it's tackle. It's not by choice. It's for my life.
Yo, I just, yo, oh my God, yo, I'm not gonna lie. Football players are the ugliest.
They remind them of the old linebacker.
They look like Android. You know what I'm saying? Like robots from like Dexter's Laboratory or Terminators.
Nah, you're talking about Android 16, bro. Android 16. Oh man, that geeks. But going back down the list, Juan Tech, give a big shout out to the Washington football team getting much needed dub in Atlanta. Even though y'all pissed me off to the point I had to block the Twitter account. Shame on you guys. But Taylor Heineke, Terry McLaurin, nothing more. You guys are the truth. Especially you, Taylor. Taylor Heineke, what do you guys take on Taylor Heineke? I want a comp from you guys.
What is my take on Taylor Heineke? Terry McLaurin.
Why was I just about to say the exact same thing? But no, I think Taylor Heineke actually is. I think he's the right one for Washington.
Bro,
give me a comp, Mo.
Because in your offense, I think he fits really well.
Yeah.
Like, nah, bro. All he does is throw it to Terry McLaurin, and Terry McLaurin just comes up with the catches.
But he threw the game winner to J.D. McKissick.
Yeah, the game winner went to J.D. McKissick.
Oh yeah, probably because they didn't cover J.D. McKissick because they were too busy focusing.
No, he waited. He waited for him to get open. J.D. was like, "Fuck it, I'm out here."
Fifth option.
Yeah.
Literally, you can see his eyes. Like,
I mean, that's a good play, but I'm just letting you know how what I see when I see Taylor Heineke. Like for 90% of the game, it's going.
Give me a comp.
He's going for Terry McLaurin, and it just comes to show you that Terry McLaurin is a. He won't let you
wide
lose.
Receiver one, yeah, no.
100%. He is 100% wide
receiver. And Taylor Heineke is pretty good, too. Like, I'm not going to lie. I mean, granted, it's the Falcons, but still, it is pretty impressive the way you won. You take the check down. See, it's okay to take check downs. Sirianni.
He was looking for the big play. So
two big plays.
I know you want to say something about Sirianni, but
I don't want to talk about Sirianni.
I'll let you clear out some air. Because remember last year we let you clear out some air with.
Oh no, I'm not clear.
They pissed you off.
No, I mean I'm not going to talk about a coach who's probably going to get fired before the season's over.
He's sticking to his guns.
Hey, they're still not running the ball. I need them to run the ball. But hey, look, I want a comp real quick for Taylor Heineke, because I'll give you a comp and I want to see what you guys think. When I saw this man after the Thursday night game, I immediately said, everyone's talking about Kurt Warner. And I was like, nah, Tony Romo, because he still makes...
I
see a little bit of Tony Romo in this Taylor Heinicke kid.
The way he holds the ball, the way he navigates the pocket.
Exactly. He kind of reminds you, has big playability, then makes a dumb throw sometimes, like he did in Buffalo a few times. I'm getting big Tony Romo vibes from him. And if he is Tony Romo...
Tony Heinicke.
If he is Tony Romo, I'd be fine with that. You know, Tony Romo wasn't that bad, but, you know. But, okay. Get big W in... in the Dome in Atlanta.
Superdome.
Yeah.
Mercedes-Benz Dome.
Shout out to Cordarrelle Patterson, too. Got it done for my fantasy team as well.
We talked about the Cardinals. We talked about, like, you know, the Packers. We talked about all these good teams right now. We talked about...
We ain't talking about the Packers. I don't want to talk about
it. We kind of briefly mentioned, but I was like, what about the Bills, man?
I mean, they played the Bills Texans.
Played the Texans and shut them out for another...
I will say...
When you go to NFL team at 0 points, that's pretty impressive.
It is very impressive, but when that...
Two shutouts this year.
When that...
another 33-point
game. A quarterback is a rookie quarterback who doesn't know what he's doing. I kind of understand. But still, that's just their second shutout of the year. I believe you just mentioned that, Omar. Second shutout of the year. That's hard to do. Two shutouts in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Like so, a very good team.
Talk about the Bills. The Bills came to play, and like when we look at teams like the Chiefs, I mean, Chiefs going to Philly. It was their get right game offensively. Defensively, they still need a lot of help. So when you look at a team like the Bills, they're putting up 40 points. They're putting away their teams, like putting them to sleep. No more. Chiefs need to catch up with that, you know. And Lord behold, like what do we got? Sunday Night Football. We coming up Week 5.
Prime time, baby.
Chiefs Bills. Prime time, baby.
We're at.
I believe in Buffalo. I'm not sure.
Buffalo fucked them up. And let me tell you why Buffalo's about to fuck
them up. Let me tell you why.
Man, the Chiefs' defense is atrocious.
It's in Kansas City.
Absolutely atrocious.
In KC?
Yep.
They can't afford to lose another game in KC, can they? Can they, Mo?
No, you can't afford to lose another team in KC.
Does it being an away game for the Bills change your opinion right now? Change your game take?
Kind of.
A little bit?
Kind of.
Well, here's what I'm saying. They want to get that revenge from the AFC Championship game. So
you're going to have to do it in another time zone. But still, I mean, I still think the Bills are going to win this one.
Oh, yeah, I'm going Bills all the way.
Yeah.
This is a Bills game.
But I'm just wasn't impressed with what I saw with the Chiefs defense.
I'm also
last Sunday letting a shitty Eagles offense
hang in there. For the most part of the game. I mean, that game was entertaining.
It's very entertaining if you don't like the Eagles because you just see a team just consistently shoot itself in the foot.
When you're playing a team like I think the NFL has come to the consensus when you're playing a team like the Chiefs, you got to outscore them. You got to keep up with them score for score. But you really don't need to. You have 60 minutes in the ball game. You can control the tempo of that game. When you control the tempo of that game by running the football.
In which we don't do.
In which, yeah, I don't know what Sirianni is doing.
Oh, because Sirianni thinks you don't score touchdowns on running plays. He did call a touchdown.
Your O-line is hurt, too. I know Samalu went out for the season or something like that.
It's easier to run Miller's block gone. Than it is to pass block. I'll tell you that right now.
Was Mailata playing, Omar?
No.
Nope.
You guys are definitely getting hit with the injury bug right now.
That is not the reason why we're not running the ball.
I mean,
most of these deep shot plays that Sirianni's calling up are ending up in turnovers for Jalen.
Jalen doesn't have like the biggest arm.
That's what I'm saying. Like he shouldn't be doing
good
that.
Arm.
Also, yeah, the receivers aren't physical enough.
Yeah, no, 100%.
They keep getting forced out of bounds.
It is really easy to go up against the Eagles receivers. I will say this because I mean they're not physical enough. Like, I mean, for example, like get a guy like Terry McLaurin, you can't jam him. He's too strong to jam him. You jam Jalen Reagor, you jam freaking Devontae Smith. They're not going anywhere, you know.
Well, Devontae Smith is a dog.
Yeah, honestly, I think he's gonna be our best player this year.
Probably, yeah, what he is.
I mean, it actually could be Miles Sanders. He does make big plays every time he touches the ball. The one or two times he gets the ball of the game.
He has made rips off a big-ass run, but We don't ever want to do that. We want to give them a check down.
That seems a hero there. I promise you, Sirianni, if you don't run the ball, you will get clapped.
Another
as in fired.
Another game I want to talk about real quick, Packers and Steelers. Mentioned that actually no, not the Packers Steelers. I want to talk about Ravens and Broncos. Ravens going to Mile High and shut down another media darling team that we were hyping up. Fraud 3-0 team in the Denver Broncos. Ravens handled them easily. See what I mean when these like sucky teams go up and have to face real competition? I mean, at least the Panthers actually had to travel to Dallas. You know, the Broncos, you're at home going up against the Ravens. And shout out to Lamar Jackson again. Hollywood Brown, man, what a fantastic catch after probably one of the worst games of your career in Detroit. Fantastic touchdown on the an amazing Denver secondary and Denver defense. But the Ravens dominated that game, knock out Teddy Bridgewater. And Vic Fangio got mad at the end of the game because the Ravens decided to run the ball for a four-yard gain to keep a record, a streak going. 43 straight 100-yard rushing games for the Ravens kept that streak alive.
Why'd you win games?
I don't think I like
this. This is disgraceful. I have to bring out Drew Lock and now I got to witness this.
He's probably mad at himself. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not starting to like Vic Fangio. He's kind of an idiot.
Kind of retarded. Old school coaches, bro.
Yeah, like, I just don't get it. But it's funny because like the play before they ran it, he's over here trying to score with 10 seconds left when it's a 23-7 game. So it's just like you just shot yourself in the foot there. And John Harbaugh brought that up. You know, it's just like, dude, like, what do you mean? Like, what's important for one team is not important for another team. Like,
absolutely.
That streak is important for the Ravens because it's important for the Ravens. The Ravens aren't the Broncos. And
they could be riding on that in the fucking locker room.
The holder of the streak before the Ravens was the Steelers. So, rivalry, like, yeah. mind your fucking business, old man. That's it.
Like, I'm sorry the Ravens hurt your feelings, Vic.
We don't like to run the ball up here Mile High.
Yeah. Anyways, I want to go back to another AFC West team. Yo, them Chargers.
Them Raiders taking them on Chargers. Another team with undefeated ambitions falls to the Chargers. The LA Chargers. Bro,
something
take
about
off.
SoFi Stadium.
Yo, tell me why in that game they had a lightning delay. How do you have a lightning delay in a dome?
Well, because the part of it's outdoor and the lightning
but, like,
kind of travel in
but
there.
But I don't know, man. Is that how lightning works? Like it goes in through.
So what you're saying is SoFi Stadium
goes around
then
in.
It's so new that it'll conduct the lightning.
It's technically not indoors. It's kind of like a.
It's underground. The stadium is underground.
Yeah, yeah.
The field is underground.
Yeah, lightning can go underground.
No.
Look, I'm not a meteorologist here, bro, but I did take a weather class.
All right, let's play UMB AOC 200.
Hey, look, I know a little bit about cumulonimbus clouds. That's all I'm saying.
Look. Also, like that little dome is kind of like a tarp. It's a solidified picnic tarp. You put over your table. Your gazebo. It's a little gazebo.
I gotta say,
no, that stadium is just an oversized gazebo. That's what it is.
Upside down gazebo. That's mad funny. I gotta say, oversized gazebo, that's mad funny. Yo, I gotta say, they are milking the mess out of these primetime games in LA. They're really milking them.
Yeah, that was just extra. That was just extra time, TV time for them to show a shot of the whole stadium outside.
Oh my God!
Look at the south corridor of the stadium.
How beautiful it is.
You see the west corridor?
Look at this camera porn right here.
We took this shot with a drone.
For the lighting.
A drone that was provided to us by the stadium. How cool is that?
SoFi
guys?
Drone.
SoFi drone.
The SoFi drone.
Yeah. But not like, yeah, aside from the nice stadium, bro, the Chargers are really the team to be in the AFC West as of right now.
Leading the leading? Yeah, they'd be leading the division right now at 3-1, top of the division. I've been said it every single podcast. The Raiders is the Raiders. The Raiders are going to start falling off, man. I mean, John Gruden, there was that one play call that it just I couldn't stand. They have Peyton Barber and Josh Jacobs both in the backfield together. Josh Jacobs.
Peyton Barber goes down, or doesn't go right down. He just doesn't finish the game.
Oh, I didn't see that, but yeah. So Josh Jacobs was the fullback, and
what?
Josh Jacobs the fullback, and they hand the ball off, and he doesn't get the first down on like a 3rd-and-1. And I'm over here like, You think that fooled the defense? They see Josh number 28 is on the field still. Like, I mean, that's just...
Oh, man.
John Gruden play calling.
But, I'm kind of retarded.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Really?
Like, as long as... He needs to kind of adapt his ways and his play calling, man. Yo, the Raiders try to make it close, but...
They try to make a comeback, yeah.
Derwin James happened, sealed it with an interception of Derek Carr late in the fourth quarter. And, Mo, I'm with you, man. I think the Chargers right now are the team to beat in the AFC West. And who would have thought... One month into the season, who would have thought we'd be talking about the Chargers being...
Not the Chiefs.
Not the Chiefs.
The Chargers. The
Chargers being the number one team
in the AFC West. All this money West that I'm right making... Now. I think I'm playing for the Chargers. Said Gucci Man.
Raiders fall to 3-1 on the year. They're looking to rebound. Chargers looking to keep that momentum up. I mean, clearly, NFC West and AFC West best division in the sport right now. Right?
Absolutely. The most entertaining.
Hey, you got AFC North up there, too. AFC Bengals 3-1. You know what I'm saying? They beat the Jaguars.
I'm not sold on the Bengals yet, man. I'm not sold on the Bengals yet, man.
They were losing that
game. They made Urban Meyer want to go back to college. Like,
they did make him go back to college. And, which is crazy to me because, like, you know, Urban Meyer, if y'all don't know the situation, I mean, y'all probably all, everyone's heard the situation. Urban Meyer, your team's up 14-0, Thursday night game, and y'all blow the lead, lose 24-21. So he decides to stay in Ohio. Catch the Columbus, the Ohio State game, stay for the weekend, whatever, cool. But then there's a video out of him
trying to go get some pussy.
This fine Joe is grinding up on him, and I like he's like I don't know what he's doing. Like, does he want it or
he's putting,
not?
He's putting his little baby boomer moves on her.
Look,
bro, she was twerking like a baby boomer.
She was definitely like it was.
You got her.
Look. She was, apparently they were off the tequila shots. I mean.
Casamigos, bro.
Yeah, Casamigos. The thing is, like, whoever's recording, he has to know that they're recording him.
In 4K.
In 4K. Because, like, you could tell he wants to kind of get up and, like, get some, but it's just like, nah, like.
But he won't like tell the girl. I'm a fucking white bitch.
But okay, so with me in this situation, I think the media is blowing it way out of proportion, which the media always does.
It does, but it's just like it's unacceptable. Like, this is an NFL head coach.
It's an NFL. Okay, so what? He's a college professor too. Apparently, after he got fired from Ohio State, he taught a class on ethics or something like that. Dead ass. I know. That's funny.
Mister, I be fucking these sluts, but I love my wife.
And who knows? Maybe the wife and him have an understanding where, like, he needs to blow off some steam. It was a tough L on the road. He
probably told him, hey, go find a young girl we can have a threesome with tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. I don't know, bro.
What are you guys' takes on this? I think the media is blowing this out of proportion. I think the media is blowing this out of proportion. I think I don't think the players care as much as like media saying they care. Like,
oh, they're like, yeah, coach, get it, coach.
Like, he didn't return on the airplane with the team. Like, that's unheard of. I'm like, okay.
As if I did not coach at Ohio State.
I don't see it's a, like, because you have that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. So
it's a long,
like,
weekend, basically.
Yeah, it's a super long weekend. Like, I don't see the big deal about it, but, I mean, also, like, if it was really a big deal to freaking get on the plane ride back to Jacksonville.
They made him, like,
it's a two-hour flight. It's, like, 2 or 3 hour flight. Like, get another flight, you know.
Or it wasn't really, like, an apology. He just, like, addressed the issue, but, like, he really looked like...
The owner had to come and address the issue. I'm just Jay
always like gotta do some shit like this. Remember the Jaguars played the Eagles a couple years ago when the players got arrested in London for not paying a tab? Now he's just trying to stick up to Urban Meyer.
Look, Urban Meyer, like, and the worst coaches, I mean, we got Jim Zorn, we got Bobby Petrino, like
Chip Kelly.
Ben McAdoo.
Chip Kelly had some success, you know.
Chip Kelly had some success because he just did everything so much faster than everyone realized. Oh, all they're doing is just running drags across the field. Yeah. Crazy.
Well, you got him, dog.
And it's in, like, but he might take the bill. And I I'm over under on me for if well will he finish the season? I don't think he will finish the season as a Jaguars head coach.
He gonna pull Bobby Petrino.
I don't think he'll pull Bobby Petrino.
Nah, he got
Bobby Petrino is
for the listeners. What did Bobby Petrino do?
Oh man, Bobby for the like. I don't know, you guys.
He quit on the Falcons midseason.
Dog, Flemlo Raps on YouTube. Great guy.
Shout out, man.
Yeah, no, really.
Big up.
Subscribe to him on YouTube. Makes really great videos, like what happened videos to like all these prominent NFL players, coaches, all of them. Did one on Bobby Petrino. This man, like, he's just the snake in the grass. Like, it's him. He's the snake in the grass. He's
Paul Revere.
Yeah, me.
100% Paul Revere.
Paul Revere, yes. Paul Revere, exactly.
Right around a midnight stitching.
Oh, my God.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
So he takes a job to coach the Atlanta Falcons back in 07, thinking Michael Vick's going to be his quarterback. Michael Vick's not his quarterback because, you know, dogs. but he goes on to have a terrible season with the Cowboys and then jets off and takes a...
Falcons.
No, oh, why? What would I say?
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys actually had a phenomenal year that year.
Damn. They did 13-3, but fuck them. Falcons. And, I mean, this is funny. This is actually not funny, but still. So, Falcons, and then jets off, takes the University of Arkansas job. Middle of the season. Leaves his players. This is like right before a note in the locker room. Doesn't even tell him.
I had a lot of fun coaching you, gentlemen.
You can't treat grown men like you can't treat people like that. Bro.
Can't treat a
but look, he brought to us Lamar history. Jackson though.
He did bring us Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, because he did coach Lamar Jackson in Louisville. He's currently Louisville.
Because of that terrible season he had, it put the Falcons in position to draft Matt Ryan. So, class half full, you know.
I guess it works out.
Yeah.
But no, Urban Meyer, hands down, gotta be the worst I've ever seen. Just because, you know, he gets so. I mean. If you guys ever get a chance, I mean, y'all seen some of the Jaguars games. Watch this man on the sideline during the Jaguars games. This dude goes through a roller coaster of emotions. Like, they were up 14-0 in the last game. He had his hands on his knees, head down, looking like he was
hands
defeated.
On your knees.
Like, he looked so defeated. And even in the post-game pressure, he was just, like, looking like he was about to cry. He was
damn.
Like, I just can't believe it. I just can't.
Urban Meyer's not having fun.
He's not having fun. He's really not. Clearly, he's not having fun. When he's in Ohio State, he's having fun.
I was having a good time over there.
Oh, like, Urban, you could just go to the strip club in Florida, bro. They're open.
Yeah. Does he finish the season? You said no.
I said no.
What about you, Mo?
Of course not.
Yeah, no, neither do I. You know what, Jacksonville? If you get him next time, maybe next season you get a better coach.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
All right, guys. Before we... look ahead to some week 5. I think we already did that though. I just want PFF tweeted this one. Had this one tweet. Which team has impressed you the most this season? I'll give you the list of teams. They have the Cardinals, Browns, Rams, Buccaneers, Chargers, Cowboys, Ravens, Bills, Bengals, and Raiders. Which team impressed you guys the most?
Oh, for me, the Chargers.
Chargers.
Excuse me.
Super Chargers.
Yeah. I mean, I would say the Cardinals, but I like the Chargers' defense over the Cardinals' defense. And, bro, yo, Justin Herbert can make the throws. You know what I'm saying? He's not running around in circles in the backfield. His voice is deep enough to sound manly when he's doing the cadence. You know, it doesn't sound like a, you know, Kyler Murray. I don't know how to describe Kyler Murray's cadence.
I agree with you. Chargers are definitely one of the most teams I'm surprised by. But honestly, I saw it coming. We all saw Justin Herbert last year played really fucking well, and they have the weapons. They get a little few more players, and they're looking better. But no, I'm gonna go with the Cardinals because last year we saw them too, and I was very impressed by them. And obviously, they're undefeated, the only undefeated team right now, and the best team. And I can't wait actually to see this team play the Chargers next week. The Browns.
I mean. Speaking of
Chargers play the Browns 4-5.
Speaking of the Cardinals, they are the only only unbeaten NFL team right now. When do you think they go on? When do you think they lose?
Hold on. When do they lose? Let me just do a little quick.
So they got the 49ers coming up, then followed by the Browns.
Oh yeah, they're playing the 49ers. That's a W.
Texans.
Texans has W. Packers. Maybe.
In late October.
Maybe the Packers is where it might come down. Because I'm looking at the rest of their schedule.
Cowboys maybe in January 2nd.
Dude, they might go 15-2.
Yeah. I'm looking at the schedule
now. They have an easy... Seahawks? Colts? Lions? Bro, look at this easy ass.
Oh, they're about a 42.
They got a get-right schedule.
This is actually insane. Yeah, no. Like, this is actually insane.
This is the best start in Cardinals history.
I really think the only two games they can probably lose. Potentially the Rams again. Maybe when they play the Rams a second time. Who knows?
So...
And that's an 8-15... That's Monday night or Thursday night.
Yeah, no, actually looking at they have a very favorable schedule to kind of run the table right now. I mean, I think
they're going to run away with this shit. Like, their biggest, if they beat the Packers, they're not going to get, they're really going
to
be
watch good them lose next week because you guys said that. I mean, they're still, yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, they almost still lost to the Jaguars, right? You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, maybe the Houston Texans beat them.
Exactly. Maybe, but I doubt it.
I highly doubt it. Maybe it's the Lions.
Deshaun Watson comes back and just comes in as Mayshawn Batson.
Mustache. Get him a tall ass helmet.
Oh man! But for me, my surprise team. Not my surprise team. The team that impressed me the most. No one's really talking about this team. I got to go with the Ravens, you know, the Baltimore Ravens. With all the injuries they dealt with in the offseason, their defense has still been playing really well. And offensively, Lamar Jackson, like...
It took him a 66-yard field goal to beat the Lions.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I feel like with all the primetime
games... Again, Hollywood Brown dropped 3 touchdowns in that game. So, no, it did not take
him 66 yards. My fantasy matchup.
Did you bench him the next week?
Yes.
And he went off.
Damn. And I think he's going to start going off now. But look, Lamar Jackson, on God, like, I think he's going to go under the radar as a dark horse. I hate that I'm saying dark horse, but dark horse MVP candidate because he's lighting it up right now. He's playing absolute phenomenal football, and his team's winning. And beating some teams convincingly. You got that win against the Chiefs. Got that win out in Denver, you know. So he's getting it done for the Baltimore Ravens, and that's a team. All the injuries they're dealing with in that really tough division.
Lamar, do you want to go for this? Hell yeah, coach. Hey, coach.
But with that being said, other guys I think who are right now like front runner up with the MVP got to be to me like Kyler Murray, Justin Herbert. Probably Josh Allen's probably in there somehow.
100%. Maybe even Brady.
Brady up there too.
Yeah, right.
But like, you know, one thing I wanted to bring up, goddamn, we talked about it last week. I think we talked about it 2 weeks ago. No, we talked about it last week. The wheels really are coming off in Pittsburgh, man. I think.
Come on, Ben.
It's
not bigger than Ben anymore.
He's not bigger than Ben.
It's really looking bad for Ben right now.
And he's dealing with a hip injury.
Injured player.
We're still doing swing passes at 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage to Najee Harris.
I'm going
to
say it again. Harris is the best part of your team so far.
Deontay Johnson looked
good. Oh, Deontay Johnson as well.
But it's just, I don't know what's happened to
TJ Watt's back? I'm not sure.
TJ Watt was back.
He was back? Okay, cool.
I believe he had a couple sacks in that game.
The defense is still good.
You would need more than that to beat the Packers. It's tough.
I mean, you're gonna need more than that to beat the Packers. But
tough challenge.
Yeah, they got the Broncos coming up. Hopefully, it's a get right game for that defense, for that offense as well.
It's a get right game for the Broncos.
Oh my God! Not if freaking Javante Drew Locke Williams. Is playing. Locke is playing.
Yeah, Javante Williams did carry a bunch of Ravens people almost into the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, but
it was pretty nice run. But still, it might be a get right game. Who knows?
We'll see, man. But guys, look. Another great slate of NFL games coming up this week. We got more sports up. We got MLB baseball coming up. Playoff baseball, I should mention, on the horizon. Got NHL hockey dropping the puck off soon. Maybe like I think next week. We got that opening faceoff, and then NBA basketball coming back to us. We got preseason games all around the league. I mean. Back again, guys. Sports is back. Let's get another season. Let's go. Week 5 coming to you next week. See you guys.
Peace.